either might be, you know, might not be so welcoming outside. You know, it might seem like a better idea to stay home in a warm house or whatever. But God's word says, forsake not to assemble with the saints. Amen. And this, you know, this is a little, just a personal thing to me. I mean, in God's word, I see a lot of people going on. It says, you know, no flesh shall glory in God's sight, right? So a lot of times I see people getting caught up in if it's too hot, too cold, and all this. You're too much in the flesh. And we can hear about that today. Examine yourself in the faith. If your flesh is easily moved by the coldness or the heat or whatever from pressing into God's presence, my Bible says in his presence fullness of joy and right hand of pleasures forevermore. So if I'm in pleasures, you know, if I'm in his presence, I can endure to get there. Amen? So, you know, let's examine ourselves and see if we could really endure some things. Because I think it's that time, folks. It's that time. People that profess the name of Jesus, you know, if you're really trying to walk this Christian walk, you know, it's going to be some resistance to it. Amen? And just like the title says, it says, press through to lift up the name of Jesus. And then to that, I added a question. And I mean, it's a question, but I do this to myself just to reassure my faith. Because, you know, I believe it's 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourselves to see whether you be of the faith. But then also it goes on after that, you know, if you don't do it, if you're the faith, you know, if you ain't examine yourself, you're going to be a retrobate. You're going to think you're in the faith, but you're not. Amen? So it's constantly, do I have the strength to lift up the name of Jesus? Do we have the strength to lift up the name of Jesus? Come on, folks. Do we have the name to lift up the strength to lift up the name of Jesus? Yes, we do. Hallelujah. We're more than conquerors through Christ. Amen. You read your Bible, and that should be a no-brainer. Real easy to comprehend. But we got to understand this scripture that goes on that says we wrestle against not against flesh and blood, but powers and principalities that are going to do their best job if we're not up on our game, examining ourselves, lifting up the name of Jesus, believing that Jesus with us. We're going to, you know, we're going to be some spiritual weakness. Feeling that we don't have the strength to lift up the name of Jesus. And that's not so. That's not how the Holy Spirit wants us to be. That's not why Jesus went to the cross. Amen. And the scripture says that we've been reading all year. It says, John 12:32, and if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Amen. So we're lifting up the name of Jesus. We're going to be drawing people onto us, making, you know, our Christian walk a little more attractive. I believe there will be more people not just attending church, but living a Christian life. You know, having some fruit. And the thing that kind of struck me about why Holy Spirit pressed me to have this topic is like it's something I heard listening to the news report. And it's, you know, I don't know how accurate it is, but our nation is supposedly made up, I think, of like 70 to 80% people that say they're Christians or some type of, you know, some type of affiliation with the name of Jesus. I know there's other people that talk about Jesus, stuff like that, like the Church of Latter-day Saints, the Catholics and stuff like that. But I'm just going to let you in on something. Before I knew about Jesus, I thought all that stuff was the same, all right? Catholics, Protestant, Jehovah Witnesses and everything. I thought all that stuff was the same. So I'm in the mindset sometimes we get out there and think, oh, well, I'm a Christian. I know I have to be born again to go to, you know, to get to heaven and all. Yes, that is true. But I'm saying the atheists, the unbelievers, they don't know all that yet. So the thing I want, it was basically saying that 45% of American workers basically hate their jobs. They don't want to go. They don't want to work. They have, you know, a million excuses or whatever. But what even baffled me a little bit more is that 80%, it's like 75-80% of American workers don't do their job on purpose, up to their expectations that they're supposed to, or putting out, you know, or perform the service that they're required to at work. And I'm saying that, yes, I know that's secular and all that, and we're the church, we're probably that 20%, right? Everybody in here, right? But I'm saying, I got one witness, but I'm saying that, like, it's real easy now to lift up the name of Jesus here and say I have the strength to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. For me, that's easy here because I got spiritual power with me right now. I got all you guys right now. But I'm just thinking, like, wow, if that's the mindset of people, and then if we're one of them people, you know, we're at work now and doing the job like we're supposed to. We go to another establishment, and we don't get good service or a good product, and it baffles us. Like, why aren't these people that are doing their job up to standards? You know, and I'm just saying that to bring it into the spiritual, it has to be some Christians doing that. Amen. And what struck me out, I wonder if what really touched my heart when we're singing, that's why I love the worship, it gets you into the mindset of how we're supposed to be at church. In the one song we sang, I will never be the same again. And the word that jumps out to me is the glory of God fills my life. Hallelujah. And this saying, when that going a little, just to add up a little before I read my scripture, my scripture text is Ephesians 6 and 10. And the whole purpose, I know I'm jumping around, the whole purpose of Ephesians, you read Ephesians, is a host to help you with your Christian character, how you're supposed to conduct yourself, how you respect challenges, for you to be strengthened to know God is with you. And Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, my brother, basically all this you read in Ephesians is what's up. There's a whole bunch going on telling you on your parents, how to treat your wife, how to treat your husband, how to treat fellow Christians, all this. And then finally it says, you're like overwhelming. How am I going to do all this? You're giving me a heavy burden to carry. And Ephesians 6 says, if we want to lift up Jesus, believe the strength. What does Ephesians 6:10 say? Finally, my brethren, be strong in who? In the Lord and the power of his might. Amen. And in Philippians 4:13 says what? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. So I'm just saying all that. If we're in the mindset believing, you know, our Bible and trusting in God, when we're at work or wherever we are, we're feeling overwhelmed, we will see, you know, and we want the glory of God to fill our life. The scripture will pop in the head. Finally, my brother. Finally, my brother Scott, my sister Clemens, or whoever it is, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen. And we would be lifting up the name of Jesus a lot more. And this, let me tell you guys a little bit of story. Why does this word in that song jumped out to me? It was like, you know, I never played much basketball. You know, I don't really like basketball that much. But I signed my son up for basketball this year. And the people I signed the basketball for, see, I believe God is at work in this, right? She called me back, and, you know, I'm always willing to help out because, you know, the glory of God fills my life, all right? So I want to help out wherever I can so people can see Jesus, so I lift up the name of Jesus. If you ain't willing to help out wherever you can, do you really think you're lifting up the name of Jesus? Where are people going to see Jesus at? See, that's what's going on with them 80% of American workers right now. They don't want to do their job, right? They don't want to form it to their task. They're not lifting up the name of Jesus. So examine yourself. So let me jump ahead. She called up. She was like, oh, would you mind, coach? You said you'd be willing to help. Oh, listen, miss, I don't know nothing about basketball. I'm willing to help. None of the dads want to coach. We need some help. I'm like, wow, if that didn't convict me a little bit. You know, it's guys that want help, but probably busy schedules, work, whatever it is. You know, the world is doing a good job of trying to keep fathers busy. Yeah. They are. It is. There's a lot of fathers want to do their job, but you know they got to make ends meet. So make a long story short, our first game, we probably played the best team in the league, right? And these kids got, they didn't win the game, to put a long story short. They got a coach that never played basketball. Don't know much about basketball. A lot of these kids never played organized basketball, right? We didn't do too good, right? So I was a little, you know, stressed out or whatever. Like, oh my gosh. I even wrote the lady. I was like, man, these kids, they're probably not want to come out and play no more. They got beat so bad, they're not going to be encouraged, discouraged and stuff. They didn't do good, whatever. But guess what? Look how we're tied into our Christian walk, how we're supposed to lift up the name of Jesus. When I came to practice, some or whatever, but guess what? They still want to play basketball. They still want to have fun. They still want to learn the game. Amen? So tie that into our Christian walk. Amen? These kids, They just wanted to play basketball. They just wanted to have fun. They just wanted to play the game and learn how to play better. So why, as us Christians, if we're pressing through to lift up the name of Jesus and ask ourselves, do we have the strength to lift up the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. You're not going to win every game, folks. All right? You're not going to do good every day. Amen? But hallelujah, if you work up on the way to work or whatever, somebody curses you out, you're running late or whatever it is, does the glory of God fill your life? It's that simple. The co-workers ain't doing what they're supposed to do. Is the glory of God filling your life? Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. What does Ephesians say? Follow my brother, be strong in order, power is might. Hallelujah. Your finances ain't looking like they're supposed to be. Amen. Your health might be withering a little bit. Is the glory of God filling your life? It's that simple. Is the glory of God filling your life? Do you believe you're strong in the Lord? And every one of them answers to that question should be yes. It should be yes. Hallelujah. And if it's no, don't get yourself down, because I get like that sometimes. And see, that's why the whole point that God sent his only begotten son Jesus down here, to be touched, to go through the things we do, so we could be out without excuse, to have the strength, to understand that finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. My only begotten son did this. Hallelujah. And let's turn some scripture to back that up, to show that you have the strength to lift up the name of Jesus. If you can, turn on 2 Peter. 2 Peter. We're going to start at chapter 1. And scripture is basically telling us, right there, everybody have it? 2 Peter. It says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according to the divine power have given unto us all things pertaining to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Amen. So 2 Peter 1:13 is basically saying God has given us all we need. Amen. To lift up the name of Jesus. God has given us all the strength to pertain to life and godliness. What happens a lot of times when we come up short, we're leaning to our own understanding, or we're on social media too much, we're watching TV too much or whatever, and we forget we have the strength. Those things are trying to suck the strength out of you. They're not trying to encourage you. I know a lot of times, and I'm telling you, when you watch some of these news programs, You click onto them and it might be a legitimate story, amen. But then sometimes there's some type of way you look at, what do they call those things, the cookies or whatever, the things that follow those reports. There's so many things that come into, and all they are doing is stirring the division, anger, and malice, jealousy, envy. Is that any of them things of God? No, they're not. What are the fruit of the Spirit? Love, peace, power, joy, all them things. Hallelujah. So what I'm saying right there, when you're going through some of them questions that I just asked you about, and you know the things are not going your way, and you're trying to lift up the name of Jesus, and like that just jumped out to me right now, is the glory of God filling my life? And right there, if I'm easily moved, I know the one scripture says, the wrath of man doesn't bring the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. It says be angry but sin not. So there's some things that should get us fired up or whatever, get our, you know, our blood pumping a little bit. But it's mainly sin. So if the wrath of man doesn't bring up the righteousness of God right then and there, the glory of God isn't filling my life. The answer, I don't believe I have the strength to lift up the name of Jesus. Then it goes back to 2 Corinthians. Examine myself whether I be in the faith. Examine myself right now if I'm humble and honest. No, I'm not in the faith. I need some help. I need to cry out to Jesus to lift me up. So I see him. Hallelujah. It's like that. I'm telling you, that's how we do it too. Oh my God. It's like this, like a church right now, right? And this is how the Pharisees described once, right? To lift up the name of Jesus. All right, I'm lifting him up in church. This is how we lift him up, right? We're lifting up the name of Jesus. Right now, we're lifting him up. That's how they all turn. You got to keep him up. Keep him up there, guys. Keep him up. How long do you think I can do this for? You can tell, right? I'm lifting him up, right? And then I'm going to go out on the street, oh, look at Jesus. Look how I lift him up. Look him up. Then I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy really fooled himself.
carrying that thing right up over there,
thinking it looks so good. But God don't want us like that, amen? He done things He came down here for, so the burden ain't that heavy. Because we're supposed to lift up that higher church, right? Magnify Him, glorify Him, praise Him, but amen? Well, we're on this job, right? The way Holy Spirit of God wants it, right? That's a beautiful bouquet, right? To lift up the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, where's the church, guys? It's in us, right? The church is us, right? It's not way up there. So we're on our workplace. We're around our neighbors. And trust me, I got a neighbor right now. Oh, this spirit right now is really trying to get me to act ungodly. Hallelujah. But I know I'm wrestling against flesh and blood. So what do? And I'm going to read scripture to show this, back this up. To lift up the name of Jesus. Walk around all day. Heavy burden. I can't do this. I'm tired. It's like getting a camel through the eye of a needle. Can't do that. But what scripture say? But with God, all things are possible, right? So to lift up the name of Jesus, it ain't a heavy burden carrying off. It's this simple. I'm humble, Lord. I need you today. I need you by my side. Lord, I lift you up. Here you are, Lord, right there. There he is. Right beside me all day. I don't feel like I have a heavy burden carrying around all day. Getting tired, worn down, or whatever. As long as I'm walking with, and now it's the Lord in all my ways. He'll direct my steps. He's directing my steps all around me. Be quick to listen, slow to speak. How many times our mouth gets us in trouble? Amen. When we're into our own understanding, we don't have the strength of His might. Amen. He's lifted up right there. Looking beautiful. When you're lifted up the name of the beautiful, the name of Jesus, you're looking beautiful. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Not in the power of your own might. When you're finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord. Not in your own strength, not in your own power. When you're doing that, you're looking good, you're sounding good, you're smelling good. Hallelujah. And the name of Jesus is lifted up. Hallelujah. You're living 2 Peter right out there. That's why that's my scripture. I hit in my heart. I don't want to be a hypocrite, sound good in church. I want to be a doer of the word. Don't just hear the word. What good is that? Hear the word. I hear the word and quote the whole Bible. Don't live now. Am I lifting Jesus? Am I drawing any man unto me? Hallelujah. And a lot of us, unbeknown. One of the things about being deceived, you don't know you're being deceived. A lot of us are carrying the name of Jesus around like that. Heavy burdens, thinking, oh, you can't do this. You can't do it. Any one of you guys can come up here and preach a service. Any one of you can. I mean, some people, yes, Holy Spirit touched. He gave us the scripture. Pastors, you know, such and such and such. But you got to believe in your heart. If God is pulling you, touch, you could do any of that stuff. Hallelujah. As long as it's pertaining to life and godliness. Hallelujah. But what stops us sometimes, we lean to our own understanding. We stop being strong in the Lord. If you guys can, turn to Lamentations. Lamentations 3. And it's going to show you how, you know, that yes, we're lifting up Jesus also, but God is doing His part too. That's why Jesus came down. He does things to us. You know, a lot of us get mad at God and stuff like that. Why am I going through this? But in James it says, count it all joy when you go through trials and tribulations. Amen? Hallelujah. You can count it as joy if the glory of God is filling your life. Hallelujah. And this, you know, because I know, you know, some of you guys, I've been through some things since I've been saved, and I felt like, oh my God, if you could give me all this strength, why am I having these problems? Why am I falling short? Why am I doing this? Amen? And a lot of us do this word. I know I do. A lot of us complain. Amen? We're not happy with things. But you know, sometimes Scripture says, with prayers and supplications, make your complaints into a prayer and supplication. Find some quiet time. Amen? And we should all be there right now at Lamentations, thank you. Lamentations 3. It says, we'll start at 39. It says, wherefore doeth a living man complain? A man for punishment of his sins. Hallelujah. If any of us have kids, do we just let our kids do whatever we want? No, we want to correct them. We want to chastise them. Hallelujah. If we know our Bible and we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and we're doing some ungodly things, shouldn't we expect some type of reprimand, some type of uncomfortableness? Amen? Some type of break-in, something? No? All right, I got some witnesses. It said, wherefore do a living man complain? A man for punishment of his sins. Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. We just sang that song, right? Turn to the Lord. Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Let us lift up our heart and our hands unto God in the heavens. We have transgressed and rebelled. Hallelujah. So instead of, like what I was saying, some of them things going on, I know I don't want to share it again about my story in traffic, but it was like that. Instead of complaining and murdering, things going against you, like, why am I here? Lord, I'm supposed to get something out of this. No matter what's going on, I still have the power, strength, pertaining to life and godliness that people could see Jesus in this. Not just me lashing out, not just my anger, not my ungodly behavior, not my ungratefulness, amen. They should be seeing Jesus lifted up, because I just asked myself, do I have the strength to lift up the name of Jesus? And we all answered yes, right? Amen. So sometimes God is moving things, you know, and to get you at that humbleness, that point where you cry out. And like one of my favorites is Psalms 30. Oh, I cried out unto you, Lord, so I don't go out unto the pit. Hallelujah. And God's word says he's close to a broken or a contrite heart. Amen. And if you jump over a little bit to 55, verse 55 in the same Lamentations, you know, Lamentations, we just admit that we transgressed and we rebelled, amen, and things are feeling uneasy. I'm having a tough time, you know, lifting up the name of Jesus, but you know, instead of lashing out to people, and you know, not doing my job like I'm supposed to do, you know, where people don't see no Jesus or Christ in me, instead of yelling and at people, you know, and you know what we do, guys. I called upon the name of the Lord out of the low dungeon. Hallelujah. I know I've been there. Hallelujah. I've been in that low dungeon plenty of times. But you know what? That, and then 56, thou hast heard my voice, and hide not thy ear, my ear from my breathing at my cry. Hallelujah. Thou drawest near in a day that I called upon thee. Thou saidest, fear not. O Lord, thou hast pleaded the cause of my soul. Thou hast redeemed my life. Hallelujah. So if you're feeling that down out and you don't have the strength to lift up God, you got to be humble enough to examine yourself and call out to God and understand he's going to redeem you. He's going to get you right on the right track for that. Hallelujah. And guess what? For, you know, us folks that are, you know, walking in the Garden of Eden and crossing every T and dotting every I as in our Christian walk, let's turn to 1 John. If this scripture isn't applying to you at all. Amen. So we could properly lift up the name of Jesus and fight some good warfare. Hallelujah. And strengthen our spiritual muscles. And 1 John 8 through 10, it says, if we say that we have no sin, we do what? We deceive ourselves, and the truth is not with us, in us. The truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he's what? He's faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Hallelujah. So if them times when you know you're feeling that you're not lifting up and you feel you just can't do it, this burden's too heavy to lift up the name of Jesus, I can't let my light shine brightly. Hallelujah. Maybe you got something going on in your life. Hallelujah. That God is not pleased with. Hallelujah. Maybe there's some things going on. Hallelujah. Find some time. Examine yourself. Cry out unto the Lord. Holy Spirit will show you some things. Hallelujah. And it's gonna get you back on the track. Back on the right track. It's gonna strengthen you. Hallelujah. And let's turn to Jeremiah 29. If you think God wants to, you know, always be heavy-handed on you, and you know, have you know, like some of them religions do, how they you know, they scarred herself, or you know, the times they beat on herself or something like that. I know some of the guys, they wear the brown robes or whatever, and they have a time when they're making stuff all hard on them. God don't want us like that. Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13. God's word says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And if you seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Hallelujah. So if you don't feel you have the strength, or you don't think you lift up, search for him. Hallelujah. And what came to me is like, I couldn't find the keys to my car the other day. Hallelujah. What did I do? I searched so hard for them keys. Amen. I knew I wasn't leaving the house. I wasn't going nowhere until I found my car keys. So if you believe that God has plans for you for peace, not of evil, to have an expected end, and you have no peace, and there's a lot of evil going on around you, hallelujah, that you need to get out and search for them like them car keys. No matter what, you don't stop searching until you find them. Hallelujah. And what does that word press mean? Press through. Hallelujah. A lot of us, sometimes we sing. Why do you think we sing 3 or 4 songs of worship? Sometimes they play it again because you have to press into it. Hallelujah. It's going to be some resistance. It's not going to come so easy. Hallelujah. You have to press into it. Just like strength, you have to work out. You have to get yourself strong. Hallelujah. Like them guys that work out, lift a lot of muscles. You think they get all their muscles and never go look at themselves in the mirror? You'll never want to see all the hard work done. Hallelujah. You should almost be in the, not in a flamboyant way. Guys, you understand what I mean? You're coming to church and all this stuff, sitting here, reading your Bible, praying and all this, and then you're just going to go to work and somebody do something to you, or your neighbors do something to you, and you just all out of character. Why are you doing all this then? Hallelujah. Don't you want to lift up the name of Jesus sometimes? I know I do. And guess what? Guess who else knows if you really want to lift them up? Or if you're just faking a funk to attain some things? Guess who else knows? Jesus knows. The Lord knows. Hallelujah. So maybe that's why you never lifted them up. Maybe that's why you never have no peace. That's why you never have no joy, because you know it's not sincere. And God is trying to work with you so it's too sincere, so you're humble, and you cry out. The Lord knows when you're truly crying out to him, when you're really seeking him, when you're really knocking at that door. Trust me, I'm pounding at that door sometimes. I am pounding at that door because I don't want to go back. I don't want to never be the same again. Hallelujah. I don't never want to be the same again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And let's just turn to Psalms 28. Bless the Lord, because this Psalms 28 stirs all this up into in one psalm, Psalms 28. God's turn there. Because there's a lot of things going on. I see some things going on. I saw things, and you know, I pray for the people in charge of the country running the things, because God got them there for a reason. But I saw him sitting down with a gentleman, and I'm like, it's so easy to see the guy has some other type of issues. And I'm like, man, this guy is one of the most powerful people in the world. For him to entertain somebody like this, this guy really needs some prayer. Hallelujah. Because he is going way out there. Psalms 28. We are there, and I'm going to read the whole Psalms, and at the end I'm going to show you where it says that, you know, Jesus don't want us having a heavy burden, carry him way up here, and you know, oh, I'm tired, I can't carry this cross no more. No, he wants us right there. If we look him, if he's filling us, you know, right there with us, it's not a heavy burden to carry. Hallelujah. He did all the hard work for us. It says, Psalms 20, it says, unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry out to thee, when I lift up my hands toward the holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace of their neighbors, but mischief in their hearts. Hallelujah. What that's basically saying right there is like, you know, if it's with a pure heart and it says, you know, he will cleanse us from all righteousness, you know, there's times, you know, just for myself, there's things that happen. I see people do things and so I want to react so bad into the flesh. I feel that they're just pulling me. But it's like, God, I know that's not why you clean my life up. I know that's not why you put people around me to drag myself and them down. And I'm getting to that point. Lift me. I don't want to follow the negative people. I don't want to be an evildoer.
Amen.
You know, when you feel that, guys, when you feel that, before you get there, cry out to God. Mm-hmm. We don't do that a lot. We go right along with them, the gossipers, to the people on social media. We watch them videos and all types of stuff. And four, and this is what you know, not, you know, God says he doesn't wish none to perish, no, not one. All change their ways. But listen, some people, you know, I was one of them, I had to learn the hard way. Give them according to their deeds, according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their own hands, render to them their desert. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, but shall destroy them and not build them up. Hallelujah. How are they going to learn the works of the Lord? If they do any, how are they supposed to know the works of the Lord? Through us. Through us lifting the name of Jesus up. Maybe there's so many people acting like that because there's not enough people around them lifting the name of Jesus up. Something to think about, guys. Because they regard not the works of the Lord and the operation of his hands. He shall destroy them and not build them up. And see, that should be a conviction on us. It says, God wish none not perish. If there's not enough Christians living around, that there's a lot of people going to hell, and there's not enough people showing them Jesus, that's almost like a conviction on the church. Amen? But hallelujah. All this is going on, but you know, nothing changed yet, but the glory of God fills my life.
Amen.
Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard my voice and my supplications. The Lord is my strength, my shield, my heart. Trust in him. I will rejoice. Therefore, my heart gladly rejoices. With my soul, I will praise him. Hallelujah. It says the scripture with spiritually hymns and melodies, make it known unto your heart. Hallelujah. The Lord is a strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save the people. Bless thy heart. Feed them also, and what? Lift them up forever. Hallelujah. God done saved us. He lifted us up. He done saved us out of the pit. And all we need to do in turn is be humble, cry out to him. When we're not lifting him up, we feel we don't have the strength, and lift him right here, right up next to us, guys. You ain't got to carry him around like he's a big heavy burden where it's something that you feel you can't do. Hallelujah. God's going to give you all the strength you need to pertain to life and godliness. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.